We now welcome into the call the head coach, Tony Brochek Priori. Good morning, Coach Priori.
Hi, Rob. How are you?
I'm well. I hope you are as well. Before we get into the game on Thursday night, just give me an idea how preseason camp has gone for your team and whether you've been able to stay healthy here going into the year.
Yeah, I think we've had great weather, so that's cooperated. I think we've stayed away from the major injuries. We've been able to take strides in developing our younger talent. So overall, pleased to where we are today.
I'm going to start looking on the offensive side of the ball. Obviously lost eight starters from a year ago, three that are back on the line, but there's some experienced guys there, and we'll start at the quarterback spot where in the last few days you named Tykel Smith as your starter. He's a guy that has been around the program. What made him, what did you like about the way he's performed in camp to make him the starter, and what do you see from him this week?
Well, you know, the great thing about our quarterback situation is both guys that competed since, January have been in our program. You know, this is their redshirt junior year, so they've run our offense. They understand our offense. They've got a ton of practice reps. Tyquell's been the backup, first guy off the bench the last 2 years. He's got very good leadership ability. He's got command of what we do when we're on the field. I think he can do all the things we're looking to do. He's a very, very good athlete, has a very strong arm with a very quick release. He'll certainly make some game one mistakes, but he's also played in games and, he had the opportunity in the second half of a playoff game last year to play most of the second half after Joe Carbone got a concussion, and really thought he played well when it was all said and done. So I'm excited about the opportunity and the things he can do.
You lost a couple of 1,000-yard rushers from a year ago. I know you were making a move at running back. Who are some of the guys that we expect to kind of fill that void?
Well, our starter will be Isaiah White, who, as a true freshman in the CAA, carried the ball about 70 times through the first six games and averaged over 5 yards a carry during that time period, and then he hurt his ankle. We had some linebacker depth issues and had some running back positive issues, so we moved him over there. Last year, we brought him over and redshirted him because he never redshirted a true freshman. So he's a former Long Island Hanson Award winner who rushed for 2,000 yards his senior year and 30 touchdowns, 215-pound kid that I think has the athleticism and physicalness to step in. Ty Lawton, another kid we redshirted last year who was a true freshman, who probably would have been in the two deep last year, but once again redshirted him because of the depth we had. 215-pound kid from Staten Island, who we're real pleased about, and Sabaga Naget, who we also redshirted last year because of our depth at running back. So all three kids were in our program, played a lot, but did not take the field for redshirt. So, they've been the guys since, February 1st, spring ball, preseason. So excited about that. Certainly hard to replace the two guys we had, but we certainly feel we're equipped to do that.
Similar at the wide receiver position, you lost quite a few guys, but returned some guys who were banged up a year ago. How is their health, and how do you feel like the wide receiver position looks?
Well, yeah, I think once again it's probably a little misleading because, honestly, with Nick Anderson and Andrew Trent, they were two of our top three kids last year. Unfortunately, at various times, were not healthy, and then they had season-ending injuries. With that, also, Delonte Helms had injuries, was not available for us a lot during the year. J.P. Roan tore his ACL in September, so he missed a lot of the season. And, we added two transfers, and Gene Constant from Bryan College and Brandon Benson from SMU, who have joined the pack. So I do feel it's probably the deepest we've been at receiver, top to bottom. I think it's a group that can do some things with the ball in their hand, which is the thing that I'm excited about the most.
Got a media question, Keith. You'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Kyle Kinsing with Flow Sports.
Coach, in the off season, how much do you get an opportunity to kind of workshop and brainstorm a little bit with your brother?
Well, you know, it's interesting. We talk every morning at about between 5:30 and 6, and sort of trade ideas and thoughts. So quite a bit of that goes on. But we do share ideas, share thoughts, probably a lot more administratively and recruiting than X's and O's.
And as far as that administrative kind of background, as far as that goes, has there been anything that he's been able to kind of impart to you or vice versa that you feel like has been really beneficial?
Yeah, I think, you know, we work at, you know, two places that are great academic institutions and, you know, how to put the schedule together. I think, you know, things that I look to him for, you know, is, you know, management of recruiting and, you know, they recruit nationally and we're always trading phone calls on what's your evaluation of this kid as a staff, what's our evaluation. So a lot on the recruiting end from an administrational standpoint. And then I think the way you run your normal day, you know, coaches meetings, time of days that you do things as far as practice schedules, we trade a bunch of those type of things. So it's certainly very helpful.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Chuck, defensively, your team is year in and year out among the best in FCS, eight starters back from that group. How good can this group be?
Well, you know, we graduate our three leading tacklers, and yet, as you articulated, we have eight starters back who I'm excited about. I think this group has the opportunity to be good. You know, last year we graduated all five back ends, four out of the five back end starters. This year we bring back all five of the back end starters. So that obviously is comforting going into it. I think our linebackers, our two linebackers that played 3.5 years of starts and never were hurt. So we're green there with experience, but I feel we're well equipped to handle that. And I think up front, we're in a pretty good situation. We added two transfers, one as a linebacker and one as a defensive end that will either be starting or playing a lot of reps there. The key thing about our defense is going to be developing our next tier of guys. A lot of young kids who have talent who, over the course of the last 6 months, I think, are learning how to play. I like the depth of our defense potentially, which should help us continue to be good throughout the year and absorb some of those week-to-week injuries.
You host Brian on Thursday night, a team with quite a few returning starters, but a new head coach as you've started to look at Bryant. What are some of the challenges they present, and how tough is it to prepare when you're facing a new head coach with a new system?
Yeah, I mean, that's unfortunately something that we've gotten used to here, and it's happened to me 9 times now. This is my 14th year where the first opponent was a new staff. So we've obviously done it before. We feel a little bit concerned about what they exactly will do and just trying to gather information based on where the coaches were and what they've done and looking at film of where they prepared. So I think it's important for us just to, you know, worry about Stony Brook and how to execute our offense, our defense, and our special teams. You know, Bryant, you know, there was a point at the Bryant game early in the third quarter where they got it to, I believe, 21-20. Now we were able to take control of the game after that, but I think it's a good football program who has been developed over the years, who competes, has scored points, has talented players, you know, and it's a first game. So it's, once again, we're going into it with a new quarterback and some kids that haven't been on the field a lot. So it'll be challenging. And once again, we just got to stay focused on our own ability to execute our offense defense.
All right, Chuck, thanks as always for taking time with us. Good luck on Thursday night, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. All right.